Before Mayor Bill de Blasio has even finished appointing his top aides, he's already facing a major operational challenge on day two of his new administration. Tonight's winter storm may bring up to 8 inches of snow, sustained winds of 30 miles per hour, and wind chill temperatures of -7. WNYC's political editor Andrea Bernstein joins us now to discuss how the new mayor has been preparing. Andrea, Mayor de Blasio spent most of his campaign talking about education, poverty, wealth, universal pre-K, but in his first regular workday, he spent a lot of time in front of the media discussing a more mundane topic, winter storm prep. How does he strike you as a snowplower in chief?
Yeah, this is kind of a historical irony. Much of the campaign on his opponent's part was, what does he know about running a city? Well, we are about to find out. Snow, as we know, has slayed very powerful mayors. Mayor Bloomberg's term took a very sour turn in the blizzard of 2010. And of course, John Lindsay was never forgiven for not getting the snow out of Queens. So this is probably not what he wanted to spend his first day doing. And in fact, at his earlier press conference today, where he was swearing in Bill Bratton as police commissioner, he was sort of asked, is this what you expected? Here's what he had to say.
From moment one this morning, it is about getting the job done operationally. There'll be a day for decorating. There'll be a day when things calm down, but I'll be a lot calmer when the storm system blows out to sea. I'll tell you that much.
Mayor Bloomberg, on his first day, got to think about where to order the best coffee and how to transfer phone calls. Mayor Giuliani did have a snowstorm, but it was much more minor than this. So this is a very big test for the guy that was criticized for not having enough operational experience.
When that blizzard of 2010 hit New York, de Blasio was the city's public advocate. He was one of many to criticize then-Mayor Bloomberg for how long it took. And Sanitation Commissioner John Doherty, who, by the way, is a holdover right now,
right,
temporarily, to see de Blasio through the winter, for how long it took for them to clear the snow and failing to call a snow emergency. What's at stake for de Blasio politically if he doesn't handle this storm well?
Right. There he is with John Doherty, who he must be thanking his lucky stars is still there at his side to run these things. And in fact, Mayor Giuliani, one of his lone holdovers was the sanitation commissioner for precisely this reason, that you don't want to blow snow. But Bill de Blasio in 2010, I mean, his office was all over it. And I remember, like the rest of New York, I was snowed in. I was trying to get information. At one point, I called the public advocate's office saying, do you know anything? And Bill de Blasio called me back saying, no, we haven't gotten anything out. And did you get out yet? He was all over it, like white on rice, or maybe we should say white on snow. But it's much easier to be a critic than it is to run the city. And we're about to see how that goes.
Another holdover is Joseph Bruno from the Office of Emergency Management and Fire Commissioner Sal Cassano, precisely for this reason, to see New York City through with seasoned professionals for an event such as this. We will see how New York City does. Stay tuned to WNYC for the latest update on New York City's snow preparations. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much.
Thank you.